Welcome to The Dirt Show, brought to you by Agnition. And today we have a great interview with IMCA Modified driver Nick Meyer. We'll also hear from Doug Auld from Sprint Car and Midget Magazine, an interview with our own DJ Tyler, joined by Travis Pastrana. We'll also hear from sponsor guest Steve Cole at Cole's Electric, and a little more from Andy at Agnition, right after a few words from our sponsors.
This fall, experience the suspense as heroes clash metal to metal with heartbreak. Get lost in a drama without the predictable ending. No sappy romance, no special effects. Just one adrenaline-filled day where pure speed drives the plot. Coming soon to a track near you. The Hollywood Casino 400 Playoff Elimination Race. Only at Kansas Speedway, October 21st. Tickets at kansasspeedway.com. Rated U for unexpected.
Got an old motorcycle that's taking up space? Time to turn that bike into cash. Motorcycles wanted. We buy 1970s Japanese bikes and British bikes, running bikes, non-running bikes, dirt bikes, and street bikes. Call today, 612-720-2142. That's 612-720-2142.
International Steel Erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISC is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISC also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you are looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs Quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see internationalsteelerectors.com.
ISC is the place to be.
I know you can make it. I guarantee you can make it. Hold it wide open. Full commitment. You got this.
Hey guys, Travis Pastrana here. Nitro Circus is finally turning me loose. I'm throwing my biggest, best, craziest, worst ideas, including brand new ramps, into one insane two-hour show. It's called You Got This. Be sure to come check us out, Minneapolis. I mean, what's the worst that could happen, right?
Coming to Target Center on Wednesday, October 3rd. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com.
Can you smell it? The aroma of fire fusing with the meat's outermost layers. A fragrance so unmistakable you can almost taste the flavor. This moment of grilling perfection brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings. Don't risk ruining quality cuts of meat. Barbecue like a boss with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. For recipes and cooking tips, visit CookiesBBQ.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Cookies is the one.
And now a word from our title sponsors of The Dirt Show, the dirt experts, Agnition.
Farmers, tired of spinning your wheels? Get traction with Generate, a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates soil microbes to drive efficiencies in your fertilizer program. Catch the yield you've been chasing. Click on our ad on The Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Hey. This is Dave for Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Nick Meyer, driver of the number 2 Modified. And Nick, you drove an IMCA hobby stock for a while. Was that your first experience in racing?
No, I've been around racing pretty much my whole life. Grew up doing it with my dad. He was a track official flagman for my whole childhood. Then after I kind of got out of that, we started racing Hornets, and then we got into the hobby stock.
In 2011, you took your hobby stock to the Boone Super Nationals. What was that overall experience like that year?
That was crazy. I think that might have been like maybe the third time I've ever been down there. And if I remember right, we ran second pretty much the entire qualifying feature race. I think I remember going out to that race. I think you had to finish top 8 or something. I felt like we had like a 6th, 7th, 8th place car. And we started 5th or something that night, but ended up winning and being able to start the middle of front row for the Super Nationals, which was beyond any of our expectations and quite exciting.
Wow, what an experience that had to be.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. You know, we actually went through the pre-tech line, and we passed everything, and we're putting the car back together, and some random guy just came up and said, hey, you might want to check your wheelbase. And I just kind of blew it off and thought, all right, whatever. And then I kind of got thinking, like, well, maybe I should just check it. Well, turns out our wheelbase was actually off, and we had to re-drill some holes in the rear end and move stuff around. So I was pretty nervous on how it was even going to work that year. So thanks to whoever that guy was that got us to check our wheelbase.
You are located right in the heart of North Iowa racing country, Whitmore, Iowa.
Yep. Yeah, we got like, 9 or 10 or 11 track within an hour and a half of me. I could race probably, I think I can race Tuesday through Sunday within an hour and a half of where we are if we wanted to.
Are you related to Edgar and Chad Meyer, the track announcer?
No. If we are, I think it's very, very distant. But as far as I know, there is no relation, close relation or anything.
In the state of Iowa, you are either a Hawkeye fan or a Cyclone fan. You're one of those passionate Hawkeye fans.
Yeah, we were just at the Hawkeye game last weekend, and unfortunately they lost. But yeah, definitely a Hawkeye fan over the Cyclones.
It is amazing. The Cyclone and Hawkeye fans are so divided. You're either one or the other. It's just like Minnesota and Green Bay. You're either one or the other. You can't be both.
Nope, that's exactly it. And I guess I don't even, not sure where the Hawkeye fan came from, but that's what we are.
When and why did you make the move from hobby stock to B-Mods?
We had been running hobby stock, I think, for 5 years now at that point. And I was actually ready to move up, you know, make the next. I just didn't want to keep running a hobby stock and keep. I wanted to advance and keep moving on and seeing where we could get ourselves. I actually wanted to go stock car, but I had a sponsor that said, I'll help you with the sport mod, and that's it. So it was either a take it or leave it deal, and kind of stupid not to take it. So that was the big deciding factor on going sport mod.
I think I first noticed you in the sport mods because of your old school white rims, and also because everywhere we went, there was Nick Meyer fans spread throughout the grandstand wearing your gear. You have a big fan following.
Yeah, you know, the white wheels, that comes from my brother-in-law, Alex Lyons, and a good buddy of mine, Taylor Wagner, they help on the crew. Whatever it is, those guys are just nuts about wheels and rims, and it was just kind of something nobody else did or nobody else had, so we kind of always based the car scheme off of what kind of rims we were going to run, and they've always liked white rims because not very many people run them, so they always like doing that. And then I don't feel like we have a huge fan base. Most of it's just family and very close friends, and they all are just diehard with it, you know. We'll rain out on a Friday night up here and, you know, make the decision at 2 o'clock to head to Marshalltown, about a three-hour drive for us. So, and they all somehow figure out a way to get out of work and make it down there for the races to follow us. So we're very fortunate to have the friends and family and fans that we have.
The other thing I noticed about you is you care. Your equipment is always really nice looking, and it looks great to all the fans in the stands.
You know, I've been around the racing since I was a little kid, and I always remember the cars that were the clean, good-looking cars that well-kept. You could tell those guys were passionate about what they did, instead of the cars that come completely full of dirt and mud from the weeks before race. You know, it looks like they never took it off the trailer. To me, that shows people that you don't care, you don't take care of your equipment, and I feel like that reflects on, in my opinion, some of your fan base and sponsors. A lot of times I don't ever know when a sponsor might be sitting in the grandstand and who he's with. So if he's proud to be a part of our team or our car, I want them to be able to see their name from the grandstands without it being covered in mud and stuff from previous weeks. So I try to keep everything nice and clean and just keep our equipment top-notch.
Jared Baumeister, Matthew Loaf, Colby Fett, and yourself, when you were racing sport mods, that was a talented group of guys you were racing against every single night.
Oh, yeah. Those guys were tough to beat, you know, anywhere in North Iowa. We would run Algona and Brick with Colby, and Matt Loaf would run Fairmont or up north places. But Jared Baumeister, he just kind of jumped around, so you never knew. On a weekly basis, I usually knew I was running with Colby. And then Jared Baumeister would, you know, pop in, and then it was like, oh, great, now we got real tough competition. And then we decided, I think, in 2015 to go up and run Fairmont. I think some tracks moved nights or something, which allowed us to go back up there with the sport mod. And I think Matt Loaf either had run the last five track championships or was on his way to the fifth one, and we were able to take the 2015 track championship away from him. And that was pretty cool to be able to beat someone that had been consistently winning them track championships up there year after year after year.
You also won the 2016 Clay County Fair Speedway Sport Mod Track Championship, and that is a really cool place. When you walk into that racetrack, the history just gives you goosebumps.
Yeah, you know, that was another crazy deal. We had ran there all year long, went into season championship night with a three-point lead, went into hot laps, two laps into hot laps, blew the motor. Didn't know what to do, kind of ran around the pits, found someone that actually loaned me their car, and we were able to make the heat race with it. So we were able to keep our starting position in the feature and actually went on to win that race and track championship that night in a borrowed car.
Mason City Motor Speedway, Beatrice, Fairmont, Hancock County, Boone, you have raced at many tracks. What is your favorite?
Oh, that's a hard one. I would probably have to say Fairmont is my favorite. There's just no other place around it anymore. It's just big and fast. Sometimes, the big, fast tracks can get pretty boring. You know, they get spread out too much. Not a whole lot of action going on. But from a driver's perspective, that's probably one of my favorite tracks.
After two wrecks in a four-day period in the sport mods, was that the catalyst that made you switch from sport mods to A-modifieds?
Oh, absolutely. We went into, I think it was a Tuesday night, we raced in Britt, and we didn't even make a lap in the heat race and had a car spin in front of us, nowhere to go. We hit him, had another car come from behind us, T-bone us, bent a bunch of bars, broke a bunch of welds in the car. We knew we weren't finishing that night. I think at that time, we were leading points at two or three tracks, and I went back to the guys and I said, we can either go back to the shop right now, completely tear this down, get it back to the chassis shop tomorrow, and hopefully have it back race ready, or we'll just forget about racing, just take our time and tear it apart. And the crew decided, let's go back right now, get it tore down, get it ready to go. So we didn't get back to the shop until probably about 10:30, completely had the car stripped down to bare chassis. I'm ready to go about 2:30 a.m. My dad took the car down to, which was Billy Moyer Victory at the time, 8 a.m., we had it back in our shop at 7 p.m. that night, all fixed, ready to go. We worked on it till 5 a.m. So it would have been Thursday morning. We had a race Thursday night. We had it back ready, race ready to go Thursday night. Got rained out Thursday night. I went to Britt, led pretty much the whole feature. Had three or four yellows with two to go. I think I even took a white flag one time, and we had a yellow. And coming out of turn two, you get that many yellows with the white flag, everybody thinks they're might get that lucky chance, and one guy clipped our left rear and sent us end over end and destroyed the car again for the second time in four nights. So after that, we pretty much decided, we had pretty much made the decision we were going to move up the following year. So we just decided, instead of completely rebuilding a whole new sport mod for half a season, why don't we go out and see if we can get a decent used A mod and get some seat time in, so we don't waste half a season, next year trying to figure everything out. So that's what we did.
The August 27th victory in your A-Mod, what a special night for your racing career.
Yeah, that was a pretty big deal. That win came in at the Clay County Fair Speedway in Spencer. Yeah, that was the first win in the A-Mod. That was only the fourth night in the car. We were still very, very green. I'm still not even sure how we pulled that off. Starting in the ninth position and came out with the win. It was an unbelievable, very emotional night from everything we had gone through in the past few weeks with destroying a car and not knowing what we were doing, and then getting a car and in a car we were unfamiliar with, in a class we were unfamiliar with, and being able to go out and pick up a win was beyond anything we could have ever expected.
Those first four nights, what was the biggest difference between the sport mod and the A mod?
Honestly, how much better and easier the A mod drives than a sport mod. In my opinion, the A mod is a lot easier to drive, a lot more fun to drive. The biggest difference I noticed was corner entry. because you do carry a little bit more speed into it. Trusting the car, will it stick, will it not stick? So that was the biggest thing to get over, in my opinion.
We were at Kossuth County Speedway for the final night of the 2018 racing season. What a blast. What a great place to race, and you wrapped up the season championship there this year.
Yeah, that place is my home track. You're in front of all your friends, fans, family, everybody, you know, around town kind of has an idea of who you are. So it's very exciting to always race there. And then to pick up the IMCA Modified Track Championship in just our first full season, racing against some of the guys that have been, I've watched race there 10, 12 years, was even way more exciting than we ever expected.
That night I was thinking the same thing. Being out there with Kelly Shryock in that famous number 3, I've watched him for so many years, 400 and some feature wins. It's got to be incredible just to be out on a track with him.
Oh yeah, it is. I remember earlier this season, I told myself, "Am I like, when we can go and pass Kelly Shryock, then I'll be satisfied with our season." And I think maybe 2 weeks later, we ended up passing him for second place or something. Never happens very often, but you got to respect guys like that have been doing it for years and years and always there to help with something with us new guys or answer questions and just take their time with us guys that are trying to learn.
At the end of last season, you took your A-Mod to the Boone Super Nationals, and in only your 16th start, you experienced success.
That was another pretty crazy deal. We didn't even know if we were going to go down there. Didn't think it was really worth it, but we had already made reservations and everything with the Sport Mod to go down there. So we just kind of said, "Well, let's go down, have fun, see what happens, and go out, get a good draw in the heat, win the heat race, get a good draw." I think I drew outside. I drew pole of the qualifying feature and led about the first three laps, and ended up falling to second to Ricky Steffen, another longtime modified racer, and was able to hold on to that second position and scored us a spot in the big dance in 2017. So that was pretty crazy for only our 16th night sitting in that car.
2018 Boone Super Nationals, I think the big story was rain. It looked like a real mess. How did you persevere, and what was this year's outcome for the Meyer Racing team?
This year it was pretty much missed by one. We missed the Prelude by one spot out. We missed our Race of Champions by one spot out, and we missed one of our A qualifying races by one spot. So it wasn't disappointing by any means, because I knew we were coming in as an underdog. I knew we got very lucky last year with some draws and things just kind of falling in our favor and going our way. So I wasn't coming in expecting to make the show. I was just very pleased with the way everything went down there for us this year. Even though we did not make the show, it's very difficult to make it in when you got 240 some cars and there's only 33 of you that get in.
Are you planning on running any more races this season, or are you regrouping and getting ready for 2019?
I'm still undecided. I think we're probably, everybody's maybe just a little bit wore out. The weather and the rain is kind of taking a toll on everybody, and I think we're probably going to color quits for the rest of the year.
Well, Nick, I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show. Some great stories, and good luck in 2019. It'll be great to see you back out there in that number 2 modified.
All right, we are definitely looking forward to it. Thank you. Napa Know
How. Why should you pick up 2 cans of CRC Brake Clean for $6? Because you know the right way to install new brakes starts with using the right product to clean the calipers and rotors. Plus, a portion of your purchase goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which makes it, like, doubly right. That's CRC Brake Clean, 2 cans for $6. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 9/30/18.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle.
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me, and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experience to worry-free, hassle-free body shop.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker Filtration Products because they're the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and get there when I need it, and he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has a lifetime warranty on the structure of the door. Yes, we have that much faith and experience in the quality of the doors. So, what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Doug Auld from Sprint Car and Midget Magazine. And Doug, it was great to see you at the Knoxville Sprint Car Nationals in August. For guys like us that are in the media, it's just a little slice of heaven down there because you never know who you're going to run into and where else can you go and network with all of those people.
Yeah, it's just such a great event. Obviously, it's our Indy 500. And you know what's neat about Knoxville, too, is a lot of times when you leave a racetrack and you go to the surrounding area, the people around that area aren't really familiar that there's even a racetrack there. But when you go to Knoxville, especially you go downtown and the windows are all painted up and there's signs and there's all kinds of things, and people working in all the stores are wearing sprint car T-shirts, and it's just a lot of fun. Everywhere you go around there, it's all about that huge event.
I'm walking down the sidewalk, and here comes Steve Kinzer holding his grandson's hand, and I go over to the rib shack and turn around and literally trip over Sammy Swindell. I mean, where else does that happen?
Yeah, you've got everybody there, and I'll tell you, it's been interesting to watch how the event. We had a similar thing back in the late 90s, early 2000, where you'd go into the NASCAR garages, and they all just wanted to talk about sprint cars, and they all followed the World Outlaws. I think the buzz right now is even larger. So it's even interesting to find, racers from other types of racing, whether it's NASCAR or IndyCar or these other forms of racing, that come out to Knoxville now for the Knoxville Nationals just to be a part of it.
Doug, things have changed a little bit for you. How are you now involved with Sprint Car and Midget Magazine?
Still the editor. We did sell the brand about a year ago to Turn 3 Media, who are best known, obviously, for publishing Speed Sport, and they also do television and other internet things as well. And they're the new publishers of the magazine. Not new anymore. It's been about 12 months, and we're kind of going down the road, and they've allowed me to keep all of my people in place as far as my art director and all of our contributors, and I still decide what the content and layout is going to be. And so we've gone forward. It's been a lot different personally, but, we're just under a different publisher and still publishing. As a matter of fact, we're going to print as we speak right now with our October issue, which is actually going to be the 200th issue of Sprint Car Midget.
Congratulations. And Sprint Car and Midget Magazine has something for every fan. Current articles, historic articles, great editorials, the photography is tremendous, and also Dave Argabright's story at the end about Jimmy Wilson. I'm on chapter 161, and I tell you what, it's fun.
And that was the idea. The only guy who could have pulled that off is Dave Argabright. And we talked about that for a year. From the time we first talked about doing it, to then he got cold feet, and it took me a year to talk him into doing it. And he said, well, all right, we'll give it a year. We'll do 12 issues. And like you said, we're just going to print out with chapter 162. Part of the idea of Jimmy was to bring people back to the heyday. Jimmy lives in the era of 1976, 1977, kind of that heyday of sprint car racing, old school sprint car racing. And it's a fictional story. There was no way I could really promote it when we first came out with it. I knew it would work. I didn't know it would be as popular as it is. It's even more popular than I ever anticipated. But it's just fun for people who weren't there to kind of let them live in that era of what it was like. And for people who were there, they just thrive on it. They say, man, it's just so great that, you know, you can kind of go back every month. And like I said, there was no way to really promote it. If we'd put anything in the magazine saying, hey, guys, guess what? Next month we're going to come out with a fictional story, we would have gotten beat up. But we just had to kind of do a slow roll out of it and let it happen. And I heard the same story from a lot of people that said, you know, the first few months I saw it and skipped by it. And then it was about month four or month five, and I read it. And then I went back and read number one. And now I can't wait for the magazine to come every month to find out what's going to happen with Jimmy. It's one of the most popular sections of the magazine.
And I'm sure every single reader, when they read about the different sprint car drivers that Jimmy Wilson is racing against, they go, I know who that's patterned after. I know that guy. I know what his real name is.
Dave and I talk about that all the time. And there's no one. Well, I do know of one character that was a minor character that was definitely patterned after one person that he told me about. Most of the others are kind of conglomerates. If there is somebody in particular, he's keeping it to himself. But it is interesting. Dave Argabright and I talk all the time about the people that come up to both of us and say, now, Harvey, that's got to be this guy, right? Or Jimmy's really this guy, or, you know, different characters in there, Steve Graff. And they've all assigned those people to someone in their head, and that's great. It's kind of like any other book. When they make the movie, you stand there and say, oh, that's not what he's supposed to look like, because you've envisioned in your head who you think that guy is or what do you think he looks like. And that's the same thing that's happened with Jimmy through all these chapters. People have assigned different personalities and different people to the characters, and it's just been great. It's been a lot of fun.
Doug, we all know winter is coming in Minnesota eventually, whether we like it or not. You're going to be stuck in the house. You're going to be starved for racing information. What a better gift for your spouse, for the racing fan in your family, or for your best buddy or your boss for Christmas. If they're into racing, this would be an awesome publication to get them. How can they get a hold of you and find out more?
Best bet is just online at sprintcarandmidget.com. And yeah, there's not a whole lot of things you can get for $2 a month. So to have an issue delivered to your door every single month, it's a neat gift. And for racers, race fans, promoters, it's everybody. You know, we're in all the NASCAR garages. All the racers read what we do. So not even just fans. If you've got a racer or anyone who's at all involved with the business, Sprint Car Image is a great gift.
Doug, thank you for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show. It's always great to talk to you.
Always great to talk to you too as well, Clay, and I appreciate the opportunity.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365. 2365.
Dale Enterprises are your tile main specialist. Your tiling system is only as good as your tile mains. Design, placement, and proper installation of your mains are key. Don't waste your time, money, and future yield potential on a poorly installed plan. Call Dale Enterprises in Morristown for all your field drainage and excavating needs. 507-685-2148. Dale Enterprises is your tile main specialist.
Diseases in trees are dormant during the cold weather months. Now is the perfect time of year to clear out a diseased oak tree or remove those trees in hard-to-reach places. Wolf & Sons Yard Service has the heavy equipment to cut and remove even the largest trees. Call 455-3524. Rhino Ag equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
It's Tyler Mogg hanging out here in the studio, and I tell you what, 12 years ago, if you told the then 12-year-old Tyler, watching the X Games, that one day I would have the chance to talk to this next guest, I wouldn't have believed you. My next guest is one of the most decorated Moto X athletes in X Games history. I like to think of him as the Michael Jordan of freestyle motocross, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to speak with Mr. Travis Pastrana. Hey, Travis, how's it going?
Yeah, couldn't be better, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. You know, I remember watching the 2006 X Games and seeing you land that first ever double backflip on your bike. And I have to ask you, among all of your accomplishments, the 17 X Games medals and countless other accolades, where does that rank in your career?
You know, it's wild because, you know, there's a guy on Nitro Circus Tour, Josh Sheehan, who's landed a triple backflip now. So time has progressed. But, you know, when Kerry Hart landed that first backflip, everyone was like, that's completely impossible. And then to land a double was something that was cool because it was the first time I was on live television, ESPN broadcast. I mean, my grandma was watching, my friends were watching. It was the one time as kind of an athlete where when you land, you know, all 12,000 people or whatever in the stands were on their feet cheering, and the announcers were excited, the other riders were excited. You know, people who were watching at home seemed to be excited. It's rare that you can ever have that moment that everyone understands the same feeling that you are. So it was an awesome experience.
Absolutely. As you mentioned there, you know, the sport has evolved. You know, a triple backflip now at Nitro Circus. Of course, Travis, we are here to talk about Nitro Circus, an awesome live show coming to town October 3rd, live at Target Center, Nitro Circus. And this time around, you're calling it You Got This. Could you tell folks about what Nitro Circus is and what they can expect come October 3rd?
Well, Nitro Circus is the best in the world of action sports, but we like to think of it as a contest. I mean, there will be contests and prizes given away to guys that do the best in the show, but it is a show. So if someone needs a bigger ramp to do something that's never been done before, we build it. And if someone needs a different landing or different, anything, the ramps and everything in the Nitro Circus live show are changing all the way through from start to end. I mean, we'll pull in people from the crowd to come on out and do a backflip with one of the guys on a dirt bike, or ride down the 70-foot tall gigantic ramp on a bobsled. So it's pretty interactive show, but really it's the best in the world pushing the limits. And we have just the ramps and the bikes and the contraptions that allow guys to do stuff that they can't do in contests. You'll see bigger stuff here than you will, you know, in 3 or 4 days of X Games. So it's pretty wild ride.
Definitely looking forward to a great show, October 3rd, Nitro Circus. And your show features some of the very best in extreme sports, maybe some current X Games competitors, and maybe even some past X Games competitors.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, the best rider in the world right now is probably Ryan Williams. For scooters, I never thought I'd say scooter rider was the best athlete in the show, but he won the World Championship, the Nitro World Games, basically big air of action sports. For big air on BMX and on scooters. He's an amazing talent. First person there, giving out scooters and bicycles to all the kids at every show. His last one was Scoot Dude. He's landing, I mean, so many tricks that no one else in the world is even can't even do on video games. Like, you know, Tony Hawk Pro Skater doesn't have anything on what this guy can pull off. 1080 double front flips, it's ridiculous. But the moto side is definitely, for me, that's where my heart is. And you'll see Harry Bink, last year's world champion, as well as Josh Sheehan, the only rider to ever land a triple backflip. They'll all be at the show. It's a wild ride for sure.
Well, Travis, we are really looking forward to the show. It's Nitro Circus. You Got This, October 3rd at Target Center. If you haven't purchased your tickets yet, please do. And Travis, I want to say thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. It's absolutely made my day. We appreciate it, Travis.
Oh, thanks. Looking forward to seeing you guys at the show. It's going to be a heck of a ride.
It absolutely will. Well, thanks again, Travis Pastrana, joining us here today.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch forged center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers. Four racers, 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaners to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Winter time is drawing near, but at Extreme Powder Coating, the temperature is rising, and they want you to think summer. Get your patio furniture, boat, ATV, street rod, and motorcycle parts customized to your specifications. From durable powder coating, ceramic exhaust coating, and sandblasting, Extreme Powder Coating has mastered the process from start to finish. They offer everything from basic black to custom ordered colors. ExtremePowderCoating.net. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Steve Cole from Cole's Electric. And Steve, I want to talk about your employees. In the last year, we have had your guys over to the house for two different jobs, and I can't say enough about your staff. Professional, courteous, and efficient, and they even cared enough that your guy, every time he went out to get something from the truck, remembered to close the back gate because we have a little dog that likes to escape. And that extra care and extra time means a lot to customers.
Yeah, funny you should say that, because I was just going to say we should address this. We just had a major storm, and all our guys and gals, they all came in early, and they all left late. Most of them work Saturday, and a few of them even work Sunday. So, yeah, they all care. I mean, they're in it for the long haul.
The jobs we had your guys do weren't easy. We live in a 1911 home, and one of the jobs was installing an outside light over our back stairway, and it all had to be customized, running wires, drilling holes through brick, and making it look like it's always been there. And your guys did an amazing job. It wasn't something that they could just put together out of a kit.
Yeah, that's one thing about us. We do it all. I mean, there's some guys that won't do farms. They only do commercial. They only do industrial. They only do homes. You know, we pretty much do it all, from underground to pole setting to whatever needs to get done. They'll just step up to the plate and do what we got to do.
Fall is officially here. A great way to take your indoor living space and moving it outside for next spring is outdoor lighting. Fall is a great time of the year to get those projects done.
for next season. And also, maybe not this year, but a typical fall, the ground's usually dry and hard if you have to get into places that you can't access.
Yeah, if you want some underground put in or something, you know, we can take a look at it. If there's a driveway or a parking lot or something in the way, we can directional bore that doesn't do any restoration hardly. You just have a few holes here and there. But now's the time to kind of look at that because it's dark. Almost any time you want to move snow or be careful with ice and them kind of conditions.
Coles Electric also specializes in generators. After the last round of storms, many people ended up on generators for an extended period of time. And as a business, we have a generator that when the power goes off, our generator instantly boots up.
Yeah, it's a safety thing. I mean, we've got a few calls. We got a generator now, we got to figure out how to hook it up. So they come out with some new transfer switches, some real inexpensive solutions that used to cost thousands of dollars to put a transfer switch in. Now we can do it for hundreds of dollars. It's still an investment. When your power goes out and your sump pump isn't running, you're going to be happy that you have that system ready to go.
Harvest time is here. Coles Electric has always been the go-to electrical company in the region for ag. You actually have employees that specialize in cutting-edge farm services.
Yeah, in the ag community, you know, they're suffering right now, but they still try to do improvements every year, and we try to do what we can for them and work with them and try to think outside the box and think of economical solutions for them.
Farm security is also becoming a big issue. I just read another article last night on the second armed home invasion in rural Steele County in less than a month. Safety and security for yourself, your livestock, your equipment, and personal property is really a key when you're living outside the city limits.
Yeah, we do cameras, security systems for homes, businesses. We'll definitely come in, take a look at it, give you some advice, give you some numbers, see if it's a good fit for you. You can watch it off-site when you're in town or down in Arizona. You can sit there and watch your facility while you're gone. So it works out pretty nice for some people.
I know you just mentioned with the recent storms that your guys are very busy in getting things caught up, getting the crops out of the field at the end of the season and into the bends in a timely manner is key during harvest time. Coles Electric offers 24-hour service for ag, industrial, and commercial customers.
Yeah, in this storm here, we pretty much didn't say no to anybody. We were there. Everyone was like, give us a few minutes, we'll get you on a schedule, we'll get people coordinated, moved around. 24 hours, a lot of people, you have to be an established customer, that kind of thing for them. We pretty much go to almost anything we need to do at almost any time.
And also, one of the things that I think people really realize is the power of electricity. You've seen some of those videos on Facebook of transformers exploding or wires going down and the amount of voltage going through those wires. Coles Electric is a very safe and efficient company when it comes to working around that type of stuff.
Yeah, if you've got some outbuildings or some overhead, I'd take a minute, look for some tree branches that might be going to fall down on that, and then look for the attachments on top of your pole and on your outbuildings. Just make sure that that is going to be up there so the next windstorm, that doesn't fall down on a Saturday night or something, or and then not somebody see it or droop down and you run into it with your car. So yeah, I'd take a minute and take a look at all your outbuildings.
Talking to some industrial clients in today's market, someone might spend $1 million on a specialized piece of industrial equipment. Installing and wiring that piece of equipment is a very specialized art, and Coles Electric does that all the time.
Yeah, we do a lot of design build. We'll go in and look at the system that you have currently. LEDs are huge. We can reduce the amount of light fixtures you have in the ceiling, give you better light, give you a wider light. Employees love it. It's a work-friendly environment. And you save, you know, a third of your power you're going to consume just off of lighting and then bring your light levels up. It's a win-win for everybody.
And also for commercial people, if you do any research, better lighting leads to more sales.
Yeah, that's true. It invites you in. Parking lot, if it looks dark, a lot of people will drive by. If it's, you know, not lit up, I mean, you look at all your big chains, they go through and they make sure all of the lighting is working in the parking lot and do an audit all the time.
The new lettuce factory, Aspen Dental and Kibble Equipment are just some of the areas, commercial and industrial projects, that Coles Electric has been involved in. Your knowledge, staff, and equipment are why people are coming to you for their projects.
Yeah, we're pretty diversified. Our guys will do what it needs to do. They don't pigeonhole themselves into, oh, we just do this, or we don't do that, or we don't dig, we stay out of the, you know, this kind of facility, or we won't go to a hog building. We'll do whatever it takes and kind of just take one job at a time. That's not too big or too small. We'll look at them all.
Steve, if people would like to find out more about your capabilities or get a hold of you directly, what are the best ways to do that?
Probably the best way is just give us a call at 507-456-1646 is my number. Otherwise, at the shop, 507-451-1387.
Steve, thank you so much for all your support of the events at the Steele County Fair and for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Yeah, Colleen, thanks again for all your hard work every year, too. Thanks, appreciate it.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
You're coming out of turn four, heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Andy from Agnition. And Andy, we have had some crazy weather in the last few days, and now it's harvest time. So how are you going to get those plants out of the field and into the bins?
Yeah, absolutely. Guys are chomping at the bit to get out there in the fields. And at least in our area, the weather certainly hasn't cooperated with the amount of rain we've had. But this is the time of year where people start thinking about, hey, what did I do for my plants? Because they're sitting out in some standing water or with a lot more rain than I'd like on them at this kind of delicate time of the year where they're trying to harvest. So this is the time of year where you look at some of your plant health things that you've invested in through the course of the year. See, what am I doing? What did I do to make sure that my corn is going to keep its ears on as best it can, or it's going to stay standing as we get real dry and some wet feet on it and some wind? What's going to keep that corn standing so I can harvest it when it's time to go?
And this is what you were visually displaying at Farm Fest. When you looked at those plants and also down at Farm Progress, you could visually tell the difference between a healthy plant and a plant that didn't have enough nutrition at the right time, and that really pays dividends right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It starts down in the root mass and seeing, the kind of structure that has, a foundation to keep those plants standing. The roots are very important for everything they do for securing nutrients, but also just the foundation of staying upright. And then, like we saw at the shows, especially, you look at those plants and the stalk diameters that we see and the difference in both soybean and corn of how sturdy those plants are things that certainly pay dividends in years like this with a kind of a rougher weather fall of keeping your harvestability going, because nobody likes to slow down and combine one direction, and doing what you can to make sure that you've got that crop ready to harvest.
As the farmers are out in the field harvesting and they have the idea they would like to find out more about your products and what you can do for them in 2019 for the growing season, what is the best way to contact you?
Sure. If you find yourself with a little downtime in the grain cart, you can go out to our website and look at agnition.com, or you can reach out through the Dirt Show page, and there's an ad there that has an opportunity where you can reach out to us to learn some more information as well, because we'd love to talk to you about what we can do to help your crop out next year and help you with doing everything you can to drive efficiencies.
Andy, thank you for your time. I know it's going to be a busy harvest season for you and your crew. Thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks,
Glenn. It's time for back to school. Hi, this is Kevin from the Owatonna Auto Clinic. Let our experienced mechanics give your son or daughter's vehicle a bumper-to-bumper inspection. The Owatonna Auto Clinic will diagnose any potential issues that'll have your phone ringing for help at the worst possible time. Plus a peace of mind, safety features, check of tires, wipers, and lights, and get your kids back out on the road with confidence. Stop by the Owatonna Auto Clinic today at 902 Hoffman Drive or give us a call at 451-1950.
Since 1972, we, the Misgan family, have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Misgan Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Misgan Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Misgan.com.
Friday night, September 21st, the World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series was at Eldora Speedway. Brent Marks taking the checkered flag over Logan Schuhart. The ASCS National Sprint Car Tour was at Lucas Oil Speedway in Missouri, with Johnny Herrera taking the victory over Tony Bruce Jr. Saturday night, they're racing at KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota, the Charlie Nelson Fall Classic Night Number 1 in the 20-lap Modified A Main, Don Eichens over Shane Zabraski. In the 18-lap B Modified A Main, Brandon Merworth over Nick Bruder. In the Mod 4s, Adam Prevey over Robert Holquist. In the Peer Stocks, Joe Martin over Bruce Labs. In the Sport Compacts, Matthew Dittman over Ashley Bell. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Danny Richards. And in the Superstock A-Main, Tim Johnson over Don Eichens. The Fall Jamboree at Deer Creek Speedway was hampered by rain. Friday night, the USRA B-Mod portion was won by Caden Kath, followed by Jim Chisholm and Dan Hoofden. On Saturday night, September 22nd, the racing continued at the Fall Jamboree at Deer Creek Speedway, with local Owatonna driver taking the $2,000 to win non-qualifying race, Mark Model over Tony Schill. And in the 50-lap A-Main, it was Rodney Sanders over Brad Waits and Stormy Scott. The World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series was also at Lernerville Speedway in Pennsylvania on Saturday night, with the big cat Brad Sweet taking home $10,000 over Donnie Schatz. The All-Stars were at Eldora, with Aaron Reitzel beating Parker Price Miller. The IRA Sprint Car Series was at Beaver Dam in Wisconsin, with Kerry Mattson beating Mike Renke. And the ASCS National Tour was at Lucas Oil Speedway for Night 2, with Sam Haferty Jr. taking the checkered flag. We were at Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota. What a beautiful night for racing on Saturday night, September 22nd, in the IMCA Hobby Stocks, Corey Probst over Mike Christensen. In the IMCA Sport Compacts, Brock Claith over Alex Dostal. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Jeff Carter. In the Carts, Jarrett Euchre, Grant Westfald, J.J. Reimers, and Zach White all take checkered flags. In the A-Modified A-Main, Brandon Beckendorf over Chad Porter. In the Outlaw Hobby Race, it was Brian Oppitz over Brad Schnepp. In the Sprint Cars, Michael Stein over Zach Glazer. And in the Stock Cars, Dan McInthune over Taylor Wilms. And Sunday night was the final race at KRA Speedway in Wilmer for the 2018 season. Night 2 of the Charlie Nelson Fall Classic. In the 20-lap A-Modifieds, it was Brian Haben over Shane Zabraski. In the B-Modifieds, Justin Borkland over Jason Hoffman. In the Mod 4s, Adam Prevey over Tyler Larson. In the Superstocks, Bruce Labs over Derek Zeiske. In the Sport Compacts, Corey Merworth over Matthew Dittman. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Danny Richards. And in the Super Stocks, Zach Schultz over Tim Johnson.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.